1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the program from the privacy of his own home. I believe it's your home, right? You're not calling from your office at The Rock, are you?
This is my new home studio on the phone.
It's not a home studio. It's,
no, it's
your kitchen. It's a telephone.
It pretty much is.
Screwed to the wall. Jim's going old school. Hey, Fireman Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Brian. Thanks for having me back.
Are you boycotting the show?
I am not boycotting the show. I want to be back in studio hopefully next week. We'll see. I'm headed to Kansas City tomorrow morning for a baseball tournament and, wrapping up the season.
What's the weather like in Kansas City these days? I mean, I watched the Chiefs game last week and it looked beautiful. It was sunny.
It is. It's beautiful today. It's beautiful tomorrow. And then it cools down for KC. Things like 50s on Friday. 50s and 60s on Saturdays for the week. So good enough to play baseball, but not 70s and 80s up there, which they have right now.
Make sure you bring some warm weather gear, I guess.
I will. I'm assistant coaching my son's traveling team. They got a big tournament down there, last one of the year. So
assistant coaching, you third base coach? Are you the bench coach? What are you doing?
I'll coach first on offense and bench coach.
First. You're just holding their equipment when they get a single. That's all you do at first.
Give me their equipment. They're to that age now. You know, these are juniors and seniors in high school. Yep, they're all handing me their elbow pads and their gloves and all that stuff. And yep, that's my job now.
And their cup.
Right, my cup.
Don't need this anymore. Here, you take it.
Hey, the only time I got hit in the groin playing baseball was running the bases. And it was the most painful thing in my life. I was between second and third, and a guy hit a shot. Hit the lip of the grass and the dirt and shot straight up into my groin. And I was the third out.
I
had to lay there and try to save face and get back to the field. It took me like 3 minutes.
How old were you when this happened, Fireman Jim?
Like 20.
So just a boy.
Just a young man. Yeah, quite painful. I've worn a cup ever since.
20, you weren't even fired Cub Jim then.
No, not at all. I was just playing, you know, some adult baseball, rec league stuff, and yeah, that was my only time that, yikes.
I believe I believe from the ages of 19 to 23 is a male's most sensitive testicular time.
Whoa, it was.
Is it really?
I think so.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I believe I read that in a book once, Reader's Digest.
Or
yeah,
the testicular time.
Right, that's what it's called. And I took a hit away from my buddy and an RBI, and he was mad at me as I laid there, rolling around. He's like, that would have scored you.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I know. He would have.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, why can't you be a team player? Why do you have to be like that?
I try to jump over the baseball. And
try harder.
Sorry. Yep. So cup ever since. I'm wearing a cup right now. Never know.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah. It's probably a good thing you're not here, Fireman Jim. I'd probably get up and slap you for being a horrible teammate. I thought you were a better teammate than that.
No, I've learned a lot since then. I'm a young man. Now I'm an old man.
Hey, we have four teams that are left in the playoffs right now in baseball. The next few hours, we could be down to three.
I'm hoping we are. I mean, Astros, you know, not a big fan anymore of them, and they're getting what they deserve. They've played well up until this. And it's weird to see like a guy like Jose Altuve has been a great hitter his whole career, but he was, of course, one of the main guys that was accused of cheating a couple of years back in the playoffs and World Series. He's hitting the ball well, hopefully not cheating this season or this playoff, but his defense, yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes. That kind of could have cost him the game. I mean, that play that he made the air on, could have been a double play. It would have been two outs and nobody on. Instead, you got no outs and two guys on, and the Rays go on to score a bunch of runs and win the game.
Yeah. Boo-hoo. Boo.
Exactly.
Boo-hoo. I
should be an effing in there.
Oh, do you want that? Do you want to elevate it?
I want the boo effing.
Okay. All right, let me take two. take this two. Out in post, Rock. Take that last take out in post. Boo. So, okay. Boo effing who, Fireman Jim?
I
nobody
agree,
cares.
Man. I agree, and then the odds now that the Rays are up 3-0, You know, it's only happened once where teams come back. So the Rays are rolling, and they're not hitting the ball that well. You take out they have a lot of unsung guys that people have not heard of. This Randy Arozarena, fun name to say. Guy's rocking, he's hitting, but everybody else on the Rays really aren't hitting it well. Their defense and pitching is doing it for them right now, and that's what wins championships, man. We've talked about this a million times. Defense, pitching.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. But I'm really, I got to tell you, after, and this is not a slam on the Brewers. I don't want people to think that I was always ripping on the Brewers. Just watching teams that can score runs, like four or five runs in an inning. It's like,
exactly.
We didn't see that all year.
That's what the Rays did.
Yeah, and that's what the teams are, like last night, the Dodgers game.
Wow.
I mean, the Dodgers nearly came back and beat the Braves.
Did you watch the end of that game?
I saw the highlights. I went to bed. The Braves had a 6-0 lead in the fifth or sixth inning.
Yeah, 6-0 in the fifth. They were up 7-0 in the sixth. And, you know, that just proves how hard a hole that is to dig out of even your great offensive team like the Dodgers. I mean, they fought back and fought back. And you know, they had the tying run at third base in the ninth and couldn't score them. But this is the kind of game that even though the Dodgers lost, they're down 2-0. You know, who's got the momentum? I mean, Braves technically, because they really aren't losing in this playoff series this whole time. But the Dodgers came back and they scored. I mean, they have some momentum. And El Kershaw was scratched yesterday. He's not pitching today. Today's obviously a key game for the Dodgers. I mean, you don't want to go down 3-0.
If there's ever been a team in the playoffs that you would say has a 2-game lead in the series but doesn't have the momentum, I would think it's the Braves, because the Braves notoriously stink in the postseason, right?
They sure do. They haven't had they've had some great teams in the late 90s and really only had won one World Series. So, their history is not with them. This is a good team. A lot of under-the-radar guys. You know, Ian Anderson, we're not talking about the flute player from Jethro Tull. He's the pitcher. He's got 15.2 scoreless innings in the postseason. You know, nobody knows who he is, really. Kyle Wright's pitching for them tonight. He's a rookie. He won his first playoff game. You know, it's a tough position to be in, but they're up 2-0.
What's your favorite Jethro Tull song?
Do I have one?
Your favorite way to get hit in the hand with a hammer.
So I was going to say, trick
ball
question. There are no favorite Jethro Tull songs, but that's a lie because I liked Bungle in the Jungle when I was a kid.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
I got a problem with going to I'm using air quotes here, rock show, and seeing a guy in tight standing on one foot playing a flute.
Yes, that was the thing. Like, he's like a stork, right?
Rock flute. Like, hey, man, time for rock flute.
Is that your flute imitation?
I'm working on it. I'm working
like
on
Daffy
it.
Duck.
I'm working on the flute.
Give your nose flute. So, yeah, Ian Anderson, not that Ian Anderson pitching quite well for the Braves. The Braves, obviously it's a good call. The Braves, Rays, World Series would be awesome. Dodgers, though, are definitely not out of it. I think Astros, it's going to be tough for them to come back.
All right. Well, we'll find out here shortly because we're down to it.
We got two games.
If the Dodgers don't win today, are you ready to call it?
Oh yeah, Braves are playing quite well. I mean, they've given up. It's their pitching that's really doing it for them. And of course, Freddie Freeman. You know, he's going to be MVP and rocking the ball. They got a good team.
Can I be honest here? Why you couldn't come in this morning? Can I just tell everybody?
Sure.
Jim had to make biscuits for the trip. He's going on to Kansas City, and he said, I got to get him in the oven by 8. And we said, fine, just do it from your kitchen then. Fine. Make your biscuits for the big trip to Kansas City. So you have something to eat along the way.
It's an 8-hour drive. We're going to have to. Yes, sir.
All right, Fireman Jim, drive safely to Kansas City.
We'll be talking World Series next Wednesday.
I'm counting on it.
All right, guys.
See you then, Fireman Jim.